Climate change negotiations are done by countries in blocks. One of the issues the African group of negotiators have been grappling with is getting developed countries to accept agriculture as implementation tool in addressing climate change. This hurdle was crossed last year during the COP23 in Germany. Agriculture was finally accepted as an essential tool to address the global weather phenomenon. Dr. Raymond Kasai, a senior lecturer at the University of Development Studies, is a member of the African negotiation team.
It was mainly the fact of the developing countries saying that enough of the talk. So for 6 years, we kept asking our developed countries, we know you have some technologies in very, very different spheres in agriculture. We know some things that can be looked into in terms of agriculture financing, but beyond these things, can we go into some implementation where the average home that has just an acre of land can benefit from some of these things? Last year, we came out clear, and the world has now agreed that we are moving beyond technical to implementation.
He said technical assistance in agriculture are being linked with adaptation that is going to be implementable.
At this stage, the government's decision to get some more hands into agriculture still fit exactly where the total discourse of agriculture on the international front seems to lie. So it's about time we as a country will probably jump on the decision and make it work for us.
Dr. Kasai noted that climate change is real and is being felt in the country.
If we've counted for a number of droughts in the last 40 years, those number of droughts are going to increase. If we've counted a number of floods in the past years, the number of floods are going to increase. So what do we do as a country is very important as a collective decision we take, because one problem affects us all. The farmers today are dependent on many things and of course are doing a lot of the farming by the streams, something that we are trying to discourage.
The principal program officer in charge of vulnerability and adaptation at EPA, Ntribosi Akwamoa, said the best developing countries can do is to develop strategies to that effect.
In Ghana, for instance, if we have to maybe give examples, you look at all the sectors that are impacted on by climate change, agri, water, energy, and some other sectors that are key. The sectors must actually look at what the issues are when it comes to the impact of climate change, and then address climate change adaptation as part and parcel of what they do.
Though the African group of negotiators were commended for their work, participation of young lawyers and media practitioners were recommended in climate change negotiation meetings.
Joyce Jechi.